Battler, written by Sandy Thorne and read by David Tredinnick. In the rough bush camp behind him, his four children were busily rolling up their swags, while Mum swung her axe at the gidgey log she could barely see beneath her big, pregnant belly. Within half an hour, they'd be off on the road with their hungry sheep, leaving no sign that they'd ever been there, except for the initials in the dust. They could last there quite a while in this country, where a child could be halfway through school before he'd seen a decent fall of rain.
"Come on, Mum, rattle your dags. The old girls are hungry."
Even in the cool, early morning air, Mum's once pretty face was red and sweaty as she tossed lumps of wood up onto the back of the old red Dodge truck. Steam came out of her mouth as she puffed with the exertion.
"The stew's hot already if you want some. I want to take a stack of this good wood with me."
She went back to her furious chopping, anxious to get a good supply together while her husband and children ate their breakfast. Battler ladled out a dollop of steaming mutton stew from the camp oven and plonked down on a log.
"Righto then, but don't bugger that new axe I bought you."
The eldest children, twins Brendan and Belle, having spent nearly 3 of their 8 years on the road, were efficiently going about their chores, tossing their rolled swags up the back of the truck, wiring stretchers onto the side, filling the radiator, and then their plastic wash-up dish with precious water from the jerry cans.
"Don't waste too much bloody water,"
their father reminded, as always, while the twins mouthed his words at each other, then giggled. Mum watched the 4 pairs of hands dab briskly at their eyes and muttered,
"Not much fear of that."